If you would, go ahead and mark your songbooks to number 335. Number 335. Live for Jesus. That'll be the song of encouragement here in just a short few moments as we offer the invitation to those who may need to respond to the gospel. Number 335, and Brother Monty will lead that for us at the conclusion of the invitation. Jesus uses references of children quite a bit, I believe because of the condition of their hearts and their minds, pure and innocent. And I want to share with you just briefly a personal experience that I had with this, and here in just a few moments we'll talk about that, and I hope I don't embarrass my daughter Samantha too much by this. If you'd like to turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 12, Romans chapter 12 and verse 9, we'll read that here in just a moment. But as we begin thinking this, I want to make the obvious statement that we live in a society that's very individualistic in nature, very narcissistic, full of self-serving, self-centeredness. And it doesn't take long looking around at advertisements that we see on billboards and on TV, or just by observing people in action. I'm a people watcher. I like to just observe, you know, people's actions in different situations, and maybe that's part of an educator to read body language and things like that, because sometimes that comes into play as well when you have, you know, conflicts between students, which will naturally happen, and you have to sort of be able to read their body language and see what's going on. But it's very obvious that we've turned very quickly away from a do unto others as you would have them do unto you society, to a do unto others before they do it unto you type of thinking. And sometimes this is hard for people to read through and see how they're actually supposed to act. I was thinking about all the young people when I was thinking about this lesson and thinking about the trials and the things that they go through in the early parts of their school years and interacting with people who are not Christians and being subjected to many different types of things. Bad language and just general, kids can be mean. They can be mean at times. But thinking about the young people and especially those who have made that most important decision to follow the Lord and obey His gospel, what can I say to them? What can I say to them, and not only them, but all of us, to help them on their day-to-day journey, including my daughter? And as I was thinking about that, I began to think about all the different things that, you know, would go on in at least her life and in a lot of the kids that I teach, their daily lives. And a lot of them will come to me and they'll tell me about things that happen. They're heartbreaking, a lot of those things. And I try to give them the best advice that I can to help guide them along on their journey and give them advice not only that will help at that moment, but hopefully help them in the future. Some sort of godly advice that will help them on their journey. And as I was thinking about the young kids, the young Christians that we have here, I began to think about the behaviors of a Christian. You know, what do I need to do? What do I need to do each and every day of our lives? Well, Romans chapter 12 and verse 9, I've always liked to go to kind of just give reference, overview of how to behave like a Christian. And starting in verse 9, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, which can seem kind of hard especially through middle school and high school. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind towards one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. These scriptures I've just read, I like to use as a guide, you know, and in bringing up our girls. We haven't specifically set a specific set of scriptures aside. We try to include everything in the raising of them. But these are things that guide all Christians. And these are things that we are to do with our brothers and sisters. But not only that, continue to teach and encourage our children to use these same things with the people that they meet of the world. And more specifically, to let that love and that light of God continually show with those who are not yet obedient children of God. The many issues that face these young people in schools can be eased by remembering to be that light, to be different, to be set apart, mostly by your actions and letting your actions be shown. The light of the gospel needs to show in each one of us. It's evident here, but continuing to take that light outside of these four walls and take it to the world each and every day in our work, in our school, with our friends, that needs to be our focus of what we need to do. If you'll turn quickly to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14. It's a fairly familiar scripture, I believe, probably to most of us. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under the basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. That light, that light that shines within each one of us, knowing that we have a Lord and Savior. We have a God that cares for us. That is that light, carrying that gospel each and every day that we're able to take a breath on this earth. And the obvious thing, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. A house on a hill, you know, turn one light on and it's easily seen. And taking a lamp, or even if I took this light and it was the only one on, and I'm wanting to use it to illuminate this room, of course we wouldn't put something over it. We want to let that light shine to illuminate everything around us. And a lot of times our actions, just our actions, is what can do that for us. Now to the example, the personal experience that I had that hit kind of close to home for me. And it's back in Romans, back there in the 12th chapter. I believe it's around the 13th verse. We'll go back here and look. Distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Now this particular experience kind of made me realize that maybe my expectations for what I think my children are able to do was too low. And I'm going to share this story with you because my daughter taught me something that talking about doing something doesn't get it done. Talking about it and rationalize it doesn't get it done. My wife and I noticed that Samantha's lunch account was being expended a little quicker than what it should have been. We fix her lunches every day, and she takes it. We leave money in her account so that she can get milk or whatever she wants to drink at school. But we noticed we were refilling it a little too often and not questioning it at first. I think my wife just kept writing those checks and putting them in just so there would be money there. When we kind of noticed that it was a current thing happening, we asked Samantha, you know, we noticed that there's a lot of money going out of here. And with some hesitation and with a little bit of tear, Samantha answered and revealed that there was a girl in her class that since the beginning of school had not had lunch. She had nothing to eat. She would sit at the lunch table and she would laugh, giggle, "I'm not hungry." And we're talking about a girl that was maybe 40 pounds soaking wet. She was a little thing, but she would sit with her friends, and Samantha and another girl took it upon themselves to split their lunches. They got together, didn't say anything to us, didn't say anything to the other teachers, but they made sure each and every day that this little girl had food and something to drink. And when we asked her, you know, "Why didn't you say something about it?" I'm ashamed to say that she said, "I was afraid you'd be mad." That's a reflection on me. She had the right heart. She had her mind in the right place. This was a friend of hers that needed something. There was a need there. The need was there. And without rationalizing it or doing anything, she took care of the need. And when we look at examples like this, and I'm sure every parent has one of those that their child has done at some point in time, I believe this is how to deal with situations in the world, that the way that the Lord would want us to do that. By our actions, she let that light shine, that spirit of giving, that spirit of willingness to do what needed to be done. And it is our obligation, if we see something that needs to be done to help in a situation, and we can do something about it, it is up to us to do it. More importantly, for our own brothers and sisters, but even outside of these walls, if we have the opportunity to make that difference in somebody else's life, we have the responsibility to do it. Hebrews 13, 1 and 2 says, "Let brotherly love continue. Don't forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some have unwittingly entertained angels." I'm not saying that by doing these actions, we are doing that, but your actions can show the light of God in your heart to the ones that we come in contact with. Living as Christians is not easy in a world that revolves around everything but purity. But as a Christian, we must live our lives in pure obedience to God's will and do what we can to influence the lives of those who we come in contact with. That's the message. The invitation is still extended. This morning, Brother Dennis offered the invitation, and we're going to offer it now again. For any of those who have not had the opportunity or find the need to obey the gospel and begin that road of a Christian life and doing what God would have us to do, there's water ready in the baptistry behind me. We need to believe that Jesus was the Son of God, confess, and then be baptized for the remission of those sins. If you've already started down that road, but that road's taken a turn, and you just need the prayers of the congregation, that invitation is for you as well. And as we depart from here, those thoughts of what we can do each and every day of our life to find some way to spread the light of the gospel, we should do each and every moment of our life. If there's any needs that need to be made, we'd ask you to come now as we stand and sing.